The next module we will be looking at is the E in our Clear Thinking coaching course. It's called Establishing. During this module on establishing, we'll be looking at specifically your design. We'll be looking very closely and digging into your soul to find what are the things that you were particularly designed to do. Now, the question is, are you living your life based upon design, or are you living your life based upon external expectations? This is, for some people, very difficult to define. I once spoke to a friend of mine that went to a business coach, and this business coach had a bit of a strange philosophy, in my opinion. My friend said that she couldn't really relate with this exercise, and you're not allowed to carry on or continue with his training unless you do this particular exercise. And his exercise said you have to look at something in your past and look at the most painful situation that you've ever had and something that you struggle to overcome. Then you have to use that as the motivation for your business and overcome that problem. My big discrepancy with his philosophy is the fact that this approach will be based upon rebellion. This will not be based upon design. You are looking at something that happened in your life, and most probably the painful situation happened because of external factors. And these external factors then caused you to behave in a certain way. And this caused an emotional blockage that you now have to overcome. And in his own life, his parents apparently, according to my friend, told him that he would never be able to be a successful businessman or help people to become anything in life. And so this is the reason he became a coach, just to prove to them that they were wrong. This approach is completely misunderstanding design. You should never base your motives upon rebellion, upon proving something to someone else, nor should you base it upon any emotional weight that you carry in your life. During this module, we will be shifting the focus a lot from being successful to having meaning. There's a big difference between living a successful life versus living a life of significance. You can live a life that, based on certain external factors, might seem successful, but the question is, does your life have any meaning? There are many people who have reached success in their careers and find it's very empty when they reach the top of the success ladder or the career ladder. What we are going to do through this module is dig deep into your soul and find the meaning, not necessarily success. There's going to be some very big exercises that you would need to do. That's going to take some time and might be very emotional for you to do. But I want you to make a commitment now that you are going to do this wholeheartedly. Because if you can commit to these exercises that we're going to do during this module, you will find yourself becoming very self-aware. Self-awareness is extremely important in order for you to be able to live in your design. You can never understand your own functionality unless self-awareness is a big part of your mindset. And this is what we want to do through establishing. We want to create that self-awareness and make sure that you know who you are and who God created you to be. So get yourself ready and let's jump into, I think, some of the most difficult exercises during this whole coaching course.